A little over two centuries ago, this was virgin territory. A vast, virtually unknown continent. It is a land of amazing landscapes and of astonishing beauty, above and below the waves. It is, of course, Australia. The first settlement here was named after Lord Sydney, the British Home Secretary of the time. Today, Sydney is the largest city in a powerful and prosperous nation. It is home to more than 3.5 million people in a land with a population of nearly 18 million. Though Britain and Australia are oceans apart physically, their relationship remains strong. Both are members of the Commonwealth, and their peoples share a common head of state, a language, a political system, and a whole cultural heritage. For centuries, Europeans had suspected there was a great southern continent, and adventurers long sought it. But history credits the English mariner Captain James Cook with the voyage of discovery that finally put Australia on the map. More than two centuries ago, his ship, the Endeavour, made landfall on the eastern seaboard to claim this continent for Britain. The voyage was recently recreated. Not that it was uninhabited. Today there are more than 1.5 million of its Aboriginal population, a Paleolithic culture who settled here 12,000 years ago. Britain and Australia retain strong connections as business partners and through the many cultural and family connections. Young Australians fought and died alongside the British and the other allies in two world wars. Today, young Aussies regularly head for Europe and especially the UK. Not much seems to happen in Australia's outback. There's just miles and miles of almost empty land. There's the bird life, of course, and you won't get very far without seeing kangaroos, or even, if you're lucky, koala bears. Apart from that, and farming, there doesn't seem to be much else. But there is money being made in this stark landscape, an old enterprise that has recently become one of Australia's fastest growing industries. Wine exports have boomed beyond anyone in Australia's wildest dreams. They've grown from less than 8 million litres to some 130 million in only 10 years. So there is rather more to the outback than wildlife and dusty tracks. The Australian wine industry began at Sydney Cove in 1788, and the settlers from Britain had high hopes for their vines. The then governor wrote, "In a climate so favourable, the wines may become an indispensable part of the luxury of European tables." His foresight was quite extraordinary, since the wines from these vineyards now grace the tables not only of Europe, but of almost the whole world.